Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show in a number of different ways, the live show, the daily replay. The individual interviews I do every day are up on the website there, all by themselves, just the interview. You can pick and choose whichever one you want. And you can go back and listen to thousands of shows that I've done in the past. Just find the topic that you're interested in and find that in the category section, and you'll find all the archives there. Thousands of articles, our newsletter, you can subscribe to that there, which we send to you every week. Now in our eighth year, about to have our ninth anniversary of that. And also the blog is there, which we update every weekday. Our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is also ready for you, and you can check that out. None of our websites have a barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and improve your business a little bit. So check those out when you get a chance. June Reed is our guest. She's our very good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and one of the great Americans, ladies and gentlemen. She's a senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Even though she's based in Baghdad, she travels all over Iraq for over 2 years now. We're now in our third year of talking with June and her sharing with us some of the things that are happening on the ground in Iraq, and she's here right now. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's good to hear from you. We haven't talked to you in a while. We've missed you, June, and we're glad that you're well.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm very well, and actually I finished my third year.
Yeah, you're coming up. When is
my third year, so I'm starting my fourth year.
You already in your fourth year? Wow. I knew we'd been talking to you for a long time. I knew you'd been over there for a long time. Tell the audience, as you know, one of the things that's been going on in the last few weeks has been General Petraeus and the ambassador of Iraq, yes, has been over here talking about how things are going, and they've given us the reports. They've made all the rounds. We've all listened to that, and basically they said that the surge was working. What are your thoughts?
Yes, indeed, that is the case. The surge hasn't solved every problem that Iraq has, and every challenge that is still ahead of us. That is absolutely true, but the surge is working, yes. It is creating a much better environment for many other things to take place and opportunities for people to move ahead and do the next necessary things that need to get done in order to really make many more positive strides for the Iraqi people. But yes, the surge is doing many of the things that it had planned to do.
Well, the interesting thing about folks about having June as our eyes and ears, so to speak, on the ground over there, is she's been through a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different environments in Iraq. June, when you went over there three or so years ago, it was after the initial invasion and the taking down of Saddam Hussein. And things sort of settled down, and it looked like things were getting, starting to improve a little bit. And then the Al Qaeda came in, and then they bombed the Mosque of Samarra, and a few other things happened that really got the civil war going and everything. And things got worse. And so on a sliding scale, looking back over that time, how would you say things are right now? Are they near where they were, say, 3 years ago?
They're moving in that direction quite rapidly, yes. In some places, it's actually much better than it was 3 years ago. And in other places, we still have a little ways to go before we get back to that position, indeed. But there are a number of other things that have happened since then, too. A number of laws have passed. We are waiting still for the hydrocarbon law. But much other legislation in that intervening time has passed.
Well, and give us some examples.
Stronger security forces by the Iraqis. So not only just in general, but a lot of other very important things that are all beginning to fall into place and work together have been happening over this intervening period.
Give us some examples of some of the laws that have been passed that you think have helped over there.
Well, do we have a new, just as an example, all over the place, we have a new insurance law. We have laws regarding...
Slow down. What does insurance law mean?
Well, insurance legislation in terms of how insurance will be functioning within the country, oversight over that important financial industry, if you will, and the opportunity for private sector insurance companies to come into Iraq and function. It's new. It is very young. There are not lots of insurance companies here, but there are a fair number of them. There are 11 or 12 now. They're private companies, and they are beginning to grow and provide an extremely important business service in Iraq. And it is one of the major foundations that goes along with having a functioning capital markets, which goes from everything from private banks to having a public stock market. And insurance, business services are extremely important. So many of these things are all working together to bring about a much more stable.
So are you saying, June, that if I have a business, if I open up a business in Iraq somewhere, that I can actually contact an insurance company and they will entertain selling me an insurance policy for my business, a property and casualty policy for my business?
Yes, and also life insurance also.
Life insurance.
Car insurance on your business equipment, a whole variety of things. Now, remember, this is a smaller industry. It's not quite like it is in the United States. However, yes, there are insurance companies. They will write policies for you here in Iraq, and they write them for Iraqi businesses. In fact, we, as one of the requirements for the equipment that is being provided for the Iraq Stock Exchange, required insurance and an appropriate insurance policy, and indeed they have one, written by an Iraqi insurance company.
Wow.
So in many small ways and things that people don't realize, there has been a great deal of work that has been going on besides some of the very big picture things.
Right. Hold on to that thought, June. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. When have you heard about the fledgling insurance industry in Iraq on CNN? Tell me when that's happened. 20 after. We'll be right back with June Reed. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with one of my heroes, June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, who's in Baghdad, Iraq, and has been now for 3 years. She's working on her fourth year. She's senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency at the U.S. Embassy there in Baghdad. But she doesn't just hang out in Baghdad. She's not just a green zone kind of person. She travels all over the country. And June, I want to hear about that in just a minute, but I want to come back to some of this infrastructure stuff that we've been talking about, the financial infrastructure, for example, of the a budding insurance industry in Iraq. You know, we take for granted our insurance industry here in the United States, I think, but what we don't realize is that the insurance industry, the customers and the companies, actually are a fabric of security that we place under ourselves, that we agree, you know, I'll pay my insurance policy and hope that nothing happens to me, gladly pay the insurance, because I know that if I get hurt, if something happens, I'll be covered. But my money, if it's not used for me, will go to somebody else. It's a fabric that we're it's a security net that we weave under ourselves, and that's what you're telling us about what's going on in Iraq right now, isn't it, June?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Among many other things, much more in terms of banks looking at different types of services. One of the things that we're focusing on and have been for a while is electronic funds transfers. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing, that more and more financial institutions are gaining that capability in order to provide services. It's not
how many banks are in Iraq right now?
In Iraq, about 27 in total.
27 banks.
Institutions, yes.
Why doesn't CNN interview
bank
presidents?
We have about 9 different foreign institutions at some point, in some measure, either having purchased shares in Iraqi companies or having what they call a branch here. There are many different ways in which foreign institutions can function in another country. One is a branch, one is an offsite office, etc. And so we mm-hmm. have a variety of institutions that have invested here. Those are some of the most active stocks on the Iraq Stock Exchange. And the institutions are also very interested in working on the electronic funds transfers, of which there are many people here with the embassy and U.S. mission as a whole assisting them. So there's all kinds of activities and new things happening for Iraq here.
Tell us about the stock market.
Well, the stock market is in the process of becoming automated. It does have foreign investment at the moment. The shares are not dematerialized as yet. They will be when the market is completed its automation, which will be sometime. The whole process in terms of dematerialization will be just after the first of the year, so that's mm-hmm. very soon, in about three and a half months. So that will enable foreign investors to very effectively invest and not have to receive certificates as proof of purchase,
right,
which is a bit cumbersome. When we say that the stock market is being automated and modernized, it's going in all aspects to give it the opportunity and resources necessary, including lots of training, to be able to manage the market and to prepare for the future, where we think it will be one of the major ways in which foreign investment takes place in Iraq. That will evolve over time, but it's definitely something that will be important. And if you wait till it's important to do it, it'll be too late.
Too late, so exactly.
That's why we're preparing now.
And how involved are you in these processes, the insurance and the stock market process?
Well, the insurance, not in particular, that legislation is passed and wasn't involved in that. With the stock market, the Iraq Stock Exchange, significantly more so in terms of working with the contract to ensure that the automation takes place, mm-hmm. and working with the Iraqis to draft their new securities law, which is in the very final stages of review from the translation.
Which market is that being modeled after? You know?
Others in the region right here and the uh-huh. United States, but also those in the region. Several exchanges in the region have an independent securities commission and then an independent stock exchange that's private. And that Jordan has that. Several other exchanges in the region do. So it's a model in which the region was taken into consideration. Iraqis were involved in every single sentence that was written in the new security law.
Mm-hmm.
This was not done for them. This was, we provided support to them to do that, but they were absolutely the center of that effort.
And see, this is capitalism at work, June. This is the birth of capitalism in that country.
Yes.
Or the rebirth, I should say, of capitalism, because those people were trading and doing business, you know, millennia ago. But the rebirth mm-hmm. of modern capitalism in this country, and that is going to be the forerunner, in my opinion, of true democracy, whatever democracy is going to look like in Iraq, of that democracy. I've said for years, June, that that capitalism will precede democracy in China, for example. That democracy won't happen in China until capitalism is rampant there. And it sounds like something similar is happening in Iraq.
Yes, indeed, that is true. It's going full force. They are very interested in doing this. And they're truly, they are the ones doing it.
When we come back, folks, this is good stuff. I hope you realize how unique this kind of information is. You don't get it anywhere else, I don't think. And when we come back, I want to ask June about those loans that she's been making over the last 3 years. How are they doing out there? We'll do that right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blassingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. June Reed is still our guest. She is one of my heroes, senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency, now approaching her fourth year, about to start her fourth year in Iraq, working hard over there for that country over there as they try to get their act together. And no doubt in that whatever progress they've made is in large part to June, and I know she'd be very quick to point out many others just like her. June, again, for all that you do on behalf of everybody listening and anybody who would possibly know about what you're doing, we thank you. We do admire you very much.
Oh, well, thank you, but it's really a whole group of people here and people who have been here already.
Yep.
And I think it should probably include those that are going to be coming.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully they'll be coming, and the more will be coming. June,
you told us
3 years ago when you first joined us on the air to give us these reports, you told us about a bunch of loans that you were making to Iraqi small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a report on those 3 years later and tell us how have they done it? Have they paid those back? Are those businesses still in business? What's the result of all that?
Well, this is a program called Microfinance that the U.S. Mission is involved in. And it started off, of course, with an original $35 million, and now it has grown so that over $100 million has been loaned out. It is incredible. Virtually every loan is repaid. These are to help create small businesses, provide people. Some of these loans are only $1,200. They can go up to $25,000, but the vast majority of them are very, very small. We have to remember that money goes much further in Iraq. However, this is very, very important in that this program is successful just as similar programs are successful all over the globe, despite issues and challenges that Iraq has had. The way the program has worked and the way that the borrowers have behaved in terms of repayment is equal to or better than programs in any other country. It has been extremely successful for the Iraqis. We are continuing this program on. And so that despite the issues and challenges that are here, the Iraqi people who have been the significant borrowers here under this program are just terrific. 100% repayment, all kinds of small retail, for the most part, businesses. Obviously, that dollar size does not allow you to start a manufacturing company.
Right.
But this is to enable individuals to be their own boss. And it's very, very important in terms of regional and sub-regional economic development, sort of what the grassroots.
June, one of the things that we've all been anxious to see happen is for Iraqis, all Iraqis, Sunnis, Kurds, and Shiites, to develop some kind of a national spirit, a nationalism like we have here in the United States to a great degree. Are you seeing that evolving over there? Are you seeing that building over there?
Well, it is very interesting that you ask that. Virtually to a person, the Iraqis that I interface with, which is for the most part, a significant portion of them are from the private sector, but I also deal with those in the ministry, certainly of housing and various other ministries, so government officials. They think of themselves as Iraqis, first and foremost, in every way. Then it may or may not be some other aspect of who or what or tribe or secular religion, whatever. But first and foremost, they're Iraqi. So that's the individuals that I deal with. And I'm talking about people who are still here in the country, working very hard for their people, for the nation of Iraq. And that's private sector as well as the governmental officials who are entrusted to working for many other people. They think of it as Iraq. They never say for my group or this or that.
I've only got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on what would you like to say to the American people about your experience in Iraq?
I think that this has been more than worthwhile. It's not even on a personal basis. It's about assisting people in Iraq to do what they need to do for themselves. And that's exactly what our focus is here. And there are many, many, many good citizens, fellow citizens of yours doing just that and being quite successful.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff being done, folks. Regardless of what you hear in the nightly news, a lot of good things are being done in Iraq. I wish more people would cover it. June Reed, thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for all those folks over there and all that you're doing for us as well.
Thank you as always, Jim. It's a pleasure.
God bless you, June Reed, and we'll see you next time. Quick break. There are heroes in the world, ladies and gentlemen. June Reed's one of them. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Waiting for the break of day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.